You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on August 26, 2018, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, 'For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father.' Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, 'Do you also wish to go away?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Camino is the Spanish word for road. It also means journey or path or way. And in a narrow context, Camino can also mean pilgrimage. Zani and I have been on our own Camino, our own pilgrimage, for the last 4 months. We've been in four countries, walked and hiked hundreds of miles in the sun and the rain, eaten some pretty exotic food like fresh barnacles and cockles and octopus, walked with, talked with, and formed relationships with people from all over the world. As the program year gets underway, I'll share a narrative of these 4 months with you, but this morning I want to focus on one part of our journey in particular, the Camino that we walked from Porto in Portugal to the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela in the Spanish province of Galicia. Now let me give you a little background on the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. It begins with the Apostle James, one of Jesus' most intimate friends, who was said to have journeyed to what is now Spain in the years following Jesus' resurrection and ascension to preach the gospel. Legend has it that James returned to Jerusalem after seeing a vision of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and that he was martyred in Jerusalem in 44. After his death, his followers shipped his body back to the Iberian Peninsula to be buried in what is now Santiago. But the ship carrying his body was lost in a storm off the coast. Sometime later, his body miraculously washed ashore, covered in the native scallops. His body was laid to rest on what subsequently became the site for the magnificent cathedral in Santiago, which in Spanish, of course, means St. James. Santiago means St. James. The apostles' relics have served as a destination for pilgrims from as early as the ninth century. By the Middle Ages, the pilgrimage to Santiago, or the Camino de Santiago, became one of the most important pilgrimage routes in the Christian world, only matched by pilgrimage routes to Jerusalem and Rome. But by the mid-20th century, the way of St. James, as it's known in English, had fallen into disuse. Beginning in the 1980s, there was a revival of the spirit of the Camino, and today, hundreds of thousands of pilgrims walk the various Caminos every year. I say various Caminos because in addition to the traditional and most popular route, the Camino Frances, which begins on the French side of the Pyrenees and extends west and south to Santiago, there are several other Caminos, including the Camino Português Litoral, or the Portuguese Coastal Camino. This route dates from the Middle Ages and it's the second most traveled of all the Caminos, after the Camino Frances. And this Portuguese Coastal Camino is the journey that Zani and I chose to undertake. We set out walking from the beautiful coastal city of Porto in northern Portugal, and over the next 12 days, walked 170 miles up the Atlantic coast of Portugal, crossed the river, the Rio Minha, which forms the border between Portugal and Spain. We crossed the river in a small fishing boat belonging to a mysterious guy named Mario. And we continued up the Galician coast before turning inland at the Spanish city of Vigo. We celebrated the feast of Corpus Christi with local folks in the village of Redondela. And we gratefully ate a magnificent lunch of steaming cockles and had the refreshing local wine, the Vino Bianco, that was served in ceramic bowls in the village of Reyes de Caldo. And, you know, we were literally soaked to the bone after walking all day in a driving rain, and I can't tell you when I've ever had a more life-giving, a more necessary lunch than the one we enjoyed that day in the below-ground grotto of the Taberna O Minho. Now, I could go on, and you know I could. But I'll actually do that pretty soon. But for now, suffice to say that we walked through cold and rain and sun and blisters and sore and aching feet and hips, with company and by ourselves, through towns and villages, along the seashore and along country lanes and fields bounded by medieval walls. All the while with one goal in mind, the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. Yes, our journey had a goal and end point, and yes, it was the journey itself, the way, that was our great teacher. The morning after we arrived, blessedly at last, in Santiago, we attended the English-speaking Mass at the magnificent Baroque Cathedral. Pilgrims throng the cathedral and its glorious central nave every day. They come for the big pilgrim mass at 7 each evening. They come to stand in reverence before the apostles' relics. They come to see the Butoh Fumaria, the huge thurible, fly through the air. I don't know if you've ever seen the film The Way, starring Martin Sheen, which is about the story of a father walking the Camino in honor of his son who is recently deceased, and it ends with the pilgrim mass in the cathedral. And the Butoh Fumaria is this huge thurible that hangs from the ceiling, and it's so heavy that it takes 6 men hanging on a rope to pull it as it swings back and forth and senses the entire congregation. The Butoh Fumaria was placed there in the Middle Ages because so many pilgrims came into the cathedral at the end of their pilgrimages. The smell of all those unwashed bodies, it was a little ripe. Let's just put it that way. And incense, of course, was used beginning in the Middle Ages to cover up the ripeness, the aroma of God's people gathered to worship. You know, not only does it symbolize our prayers ascending to heaven, but incense had a practical purpose as well. And so people come every day to that cathedral to immerse themselves in the transcendent beauty and the holiness of this immense sacred space. And many, as we did the morning after our arrival, come for pilgrim masses celebrating in their native tongues. German, French, Portuguese, Spanish, Chinese, Tagalog, and other languages are spoken in small side chapels as Mass is celebrated throughout the day. Now, the priest who was presiding at our particular English-speaking Mass was a young Filipino man who projected, just radiated, warmth and kindness and compassion. And in his short homily, he reminded us that Jesus walked with his disciples on the very difficult journeys that they faced, and was with his disciples in the midst of all of their doubts and failures and fears. And he hoped that we had experienced Jesus' presence with us as we walked our own particular caminos. Jesus was there, he assured us. It was just up to us to look and see. And then he went on to reassure us that Jesus was always walking with us on our camino through life. And I love that phrase, the camino of life. The past 12 days had been both exhilarating and painful. There had been times when I confess I'd wanted to quit and call a taxi and just move on to the inn, the end of the day. There had been moments when I felt like I could walk forever, soon to be followed by moments where I didn't know if I could take another step. Moments of lovely connection with fellow pilgrims, moments of deep reflection, moments of the sweetest intimacy with my beloved Zani as we held hands walking down a country lane. The Camino, in other words, was just like life. And life indeed is a Camino. Life itself is the way. The disciples in this morning's gospel reading are on a camino. We're told that they're following Jesus as he walks about from place to place. And we're told that some of the disciples have found his teaching to be so hard that they've fallen away. They've dropped out. They've called a taxi and gone somewhere safe and warm and out of the rain. Somewhere that didn't ask anything of them or challenge them. Do you also wish to go away? Jesus asks Simon Peter. Lord, he responds, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Remarkable. Peter's response gives us a window into his internal struggles, into his doubts and fears and failures, which are so much like our own. His words tell us that he's tried it all, or at least thought about it. Running away, abandoning ship, giving up the challenge, calling a taxi, leaving the Camino to get out of the rain. But the startling realization is that if he wants the deep and intimate and enduring relationship with God, which the words eternal life really mean, you know, in John's gospel, the term eternal life isn't talking about some pie-in-the-sky event that happens down the road after we die. No, eternal life begins now. And it means this deep, intimate, powerful, and profound, and life-changing relationship with the living God. If he wants that peace that passes all understanding, he really doesn't have any other way to turn. Traveling with Jesus, journeying with Jesus, being on the Camino of life with Jesus, that's the way. That's the way of eternal life. As I sat in Mass in the cathedral that morning, it became piercingly clear to me that the Camino de Santiago, the way of St. James, was a beautiful and vivid and living representation of the way of Jesus, the way of eternal life. Where can I go, Lord? I found myself asking that then, and I find myself asking before you, right here in this very moment. Where can I go, Lord? It's you and you alone that know the way to eternal life. Not all of the material stuff I'm so fond of, not the electronic screens that rule our lives, not the rancorous and toxic divisions of our current cultural and political landscape. None of that gives life. It's only you, Lord. Only you. I have nowhere else to turn. The revelation that day in the cathedral is resonating so profoundly with me these days as I re-enter my work here with you at St. Thomas. When I think it's all up to me, when I live with the illusion that I'm responsible for everything and that I'm required to fix every problem, I realize that I'm not really believing. I'm not really trusting as Simon Peter did. You know, Peter had reached the end of his rope before he could believe, before he could trust that Jesus was the Holy One of God. At the end of my rope, and maybe at the end of yours too, interestingly enough, is the place where we let go. The place where we let go of the illusion of control. The place where we let go of the illusion of the responsibility to do it all on our own. At the end of our ropes, which is one way of thinking about our own caminos, at the end of our ropes and at the end of our caminos, we fall into the strong and loving arms of Jesus. That's where all our caminos lead, if we'll let them. That's where Jesus leads us as we walk the Camino of life with Him. Really, where else is there to go? To You, Lord, only to You. You have the words of eternal life. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.